Good afternoon. This is Brian Papstein. Welcome to KINS Radio's presentation of Meet the Candidates, our special series to help you get to know the views and opinions of the candidates for local offices. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Cheryl Seidner, candidate for Humboldt County First District Supervisor. Each segment of our Meet the Candidates series is 16 minutes long. Welcome, Cheryl.
Hi.
Yeah, this is where you say hi.
Oh, okay. Hi.
You get the opportunity to introduce yourself to anybody or everybody who may or may not be familiar with who you are.
Okay.
So the microphone is yours.
Well, thank you for the mic. It's really good. Is it down far enough and all that? Hi, my name is Cheryl Seidner. I born and raised in the First District, lived most of my life at Table Bluff Reservation or out at the old reservation at Table Bluff. I went to Lolita Elementary School, Fortuna High School, moved to San Francisco, went to Hill College of Business, was hired there for a couple of years, and you know you got to come home when your mom starts sending you job announcements. And so I came home and started working for Humboldt County Schools and Indian Action Council, and then ended up at Humboldt State University Educational Opportunity Program. I am an elected official for my tribe. I was tribal chair for 12 years and was retired from Humboldt State in 08. And here I am running for office.
You ready for the questions?
I'll do the best I can.
Well, okay, that's fair enough. The drug culture in Humboldt County has influenced and changed Humboldt County's culture at all levels. What comments do you have regarding this part of the economic and social fabric of our area?
Well, it's something that I don't partake in, but I look at it as an industry, and it's an industry that it's not going anywhere in a public sense, and meaning in that there's laws and situations and regulations. And we have our 215 law, and it's slowly going towards legalization, but I'm not sure how we're going to get there. I would like to see it, if we are going to do something like this, that we need regulations, because we need to be educated. We have to have strategies to do these things. I went to a meeting with Assemblyman Chesbro and a Trinity supervisor, Trinity County supervisor, and a few members of the Humboldt Growers Association, and that was very good. I got to hear what they were talking about, what they're thinking about, where we are going with this issue of growing in our community. I look at the environmental situation where they're taking water illegally, possibly damaging. They're taking up diverting water and sucking up in hoses where, you know, eggs and fish, small fish come through, and sometimes maybe drying up a creek that is in a tributary into one of our rivers. Talk with folks in the Mattol Valley, and they're concerned about their community and what's happening in there for their environment and for their safety issues. And those things are really, really important, and we need to look at it and understand those things.
As you look at the marijuana aspect or the marijuana component of the drug culture locally, as you have been talking to folks, is your opinion one that is unique? Is it one that others are resonating with? I've not had anybody talk about a regulated legalization. You know, it's either legalization or not, state or not, okay. But the regulatory component, like selling through government stores, like alcohol is in some states, right. Nobody's brought that one up before.
Well, I look at the prohibition and what they did in prohibition and how it got out of control, and finally they had to bring in regulatory and regulate it. And if we're going to have it, then we need to have it properly. And so that we can live in somewhat of a safety community, because people are coming in, they're putting in roads where they're not supposed to be roads. There are grading in flat areas. They're taking out tops or sides of mountains. So we have to have it regulated if we're going to go that way. we're going to have to regulate it so that there's not going to be ruining our streams, our tributary streams that go into the rivers, and all the nitrogen and all those chemicals that are going into the, our groundwater and into seeping into our rivers and help the algae bloom. So if we don't do something, it's going to continue, and we're going to lose our waterways. And so we have to look at it in a different perspective.
There's the marijuana industry, but obviously there's a whole bunch of other elements also. Methamphetamine,
correct.
You know, being a local, I mean, you've seen the alcohol has been around, well, longer than you or I together. There's a lot of other components to the drug industry or the drug culture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that there's an opportunity there to turn back the tide?
I'm not sure. I look at it as something that we, as a community, you know, safety, supervisors, county, citizens, we all need to sit down and talk. We need to be collaborative. We need to hear what each other is saying. We need to listen to our community and see what's going on and how we are going to approach it.
You're listening to KINS's Meet the Candidate series. In this segment, you're hearing from Cheryl Seidner, candidate for Humboldt County First District Supervisor. Cheryl, what measures would you favor to support economic development in Humboldt County?
My favor is I would like to see the citizens of Humboldt County be prosperous. Those who have businesses, those who have already proven they've got the industry and the expertise, I would like to strengthen what they have. And talking to them, learning what their good points are. What are they good at? What is it that they are doing that's making it? We have a couple of grand businesses that are not just local, but statewide, nationally, and some of them have even gone international. What are they doing right? Let's ask them what's going on and what have they done to make it a good product and what they're doing for their business and how they're growing. I know one thing for sure is that we might have to do permitting and licensing more streamlined, because that's what I've been hearing from different people. I want to start a business, but I got to have so much permitting and so much licensing. And I spoke with a former coffee shop owner who did all what he had to do, got the license or got the permits, worked with the permits, put all the money up forward. And just days before he was opening, they came back and told him, sorry, you're in a wrong zone. And so what's up with that? If they knew that already, they knew the address, why didn't I not let him know that that was a wrong zone? So he had to delay and look at it again and see what happens. And those things are, you know, we need to talk to one another. The different departments within Humboldt County need to talk with one another. They need to communicate. And then we have to diversify our industries. You know, we can't all rely upon the retail. And I think possibly that we might look at the buildings that are huge buildings that need to be maybe repurposed for another industry that can come in. Instead of building a whole new park, maybe we got something all ready to go. It just needs to be shored up. You know, those are possibilities. You know, I think of PL, Scotia. Look at the buildings they've got there that are empty. I look at Jefferson School. They just got a $3 million grant to repurpose that building and, you know, make it a community where their community can come in and use it, you know, the playgrounds, making it available for families and friends. I think of Fire and Brick, who it's in a building that it was closed for a long time and now made it a restaurant. And I think Ramon's up on Harrison Street, where it was a Ducks Market. Yeah. Went to Ducks Market on a few occasions when I was up on Harrison Street. And, you know, remembering what it was, but now it's been, instead of having to tear it all down and put up a new one, here's something that we can reuse, and that's what I look at.
So by going to that scenario, what you're suggesting is the county help facilitate through the permitting process these changes to occur through rezoning, or are you talking about the county government going in and remodeling and repurchasing?
Oh, no.
And changing?
Not the county government. People who are those entrepreneurs, those niches that we have in Cumberland County, we can be and have been number one. And we look at the oysters. We take the oyster. We have a pristine bay. We have oysters in the bay that go out, not just locally or statewide, but across the nation because of our bay, because it's so good. And so we can make this bay even better, meaning that they are using 300 acres right now, and we can maybe double that and go into more oyster farming or bringing in mussels. And the other one is maybe they're thinking about abalone, but not the red, but the green. And so those kind of things that we have a capacity for. Short sea shipping is another thing that we might be able to look at and get more educated on, and how to see how this would also make our bay more desirable for other things and everything. And I think listening to the community and hearing their ideas, because, you know, we can look to ourselves for the answers for our future. It's about community. It's about us.
You're listening to KINS's Meet the Candidate series. In this segment, we're hearing from Cheryl Seidner. Cheryl, if I had a handful of pixie dust. Yeah, everybody smiles at this one. I wonder why. The analogy is great. A handful of pixie dust, and you could use it to address any one issue in Humboldt County. What would the issue be, and then what would the result look like?
Affordable education. We have two great institutions here. Humboldt State University, which I worked at for 28 years for the Educational Opportunity Program, and the College of the Redwoods, and who is working towards not losing their accreditation. But it's really important that, you know, College of the Redwoods continue to be here, because they give us the hands-on workforce individuals that we can have the two-year certificated program or any other kind of certificated program, or getting ready to go into a four-year university. Those are important. Education is not only learned from books, but it's the everyday education of meeting people from different societies, different social spheres, different parts of the country, and coming in and they see who we are, we see who they are, and we work together. And the other part of that is, you know, education has always been important to me. My dad couldn't go beyond the sixth grade. Mother graduate the eighth grade, but they couldn't go beyond because they were responsible to help family get through. I mean, obviously that's in a different era, but it was really important that, you know, you study hard, dad would say, and mama say, you'd got to go to work and listen to what other people say. Listening to our elders and hearing what they have to say about going to school, getting an education. Because when that happens, that helps us get our skills honed for that job that may be there. And bringing those jobs here, creating the jobs here, education is here, and they're helping our people, whether you're young or old or repurposing your life for education, you can come back and say, there's jobs here, and we didn't have to go too very far to get it.